Some people struggle with success. They might climb to great professional heights, but their personal lives spin out of control and they lose their bearings. And it might just affect how they're remembered. Here it is, the 150th anniversary year of the birth of a classical musician, with no parties planned, no concert celebrations or special CD box sets scheduled for release. We're just going to have to do it ourselves, I guess. The figure in question, Anton Arensky, the 19th century Russian composer.
I love Russian composers.
There's Malachevsky, Rubinstein, Arensky, Yentchikovsky, Sapelnikov, Dmitriev, Cherepnik, Krzyzanovsky, Godovsky, Yatobuchov, Moniuszko.
That's the actor-singer Danny Kaye. One of his specialties was tongue-twisting patter songs, of which this certainly is one. He became famous for this particular number, which he always sang as fast as he possibly could. Eventually, it was said he could sing the names of 54 Russian composers in only 38 seconds. The song was an Ira Gershwin Kurt Weill concoction that appeared in the Broadway musical Lady in the Dark in 1941. It is said to have stopped the show. Then Kay sang it everywhere, including on radio.
There's Malachevsky, Rubinstein, Arensky, Yentchikovsky, Sapelnikov, Dmitriev, Cherepnik, Krzyzanovsky.
But I digress. The point is that number three in the list of Russian composers mentioned in the song is Anton Stepanovich Arensky. This is Arensky's Serenade, played by violinist Misha Elman. It is of a style of salon music that's touchingly ancient in atmosphere. You'd have to picture an elegant, mild-mannered musician writing this while waltzing his way to the top. Arensky, on the other hand, was addicted from a young age to alcohol and gambling and lived what can only be described as a wild party of a life. Anton Arensky was born in 1861 in Novgorod to musical parents. He went to St. Petersburg and studied composition with the great composer, orchestrator, and teacher Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. He's in the Russian composer's song too, of course, and Rimsky thought highly of Arensky. Arensky graduated with honors, a gold medal. He went right to the Moscow Conservatory to become a professor at only 21. By then, he had already started down a reckless path that was to continue until his death. While in Moscow, Arensky had among his students two of the most accomplished Russian musicians, Sergei Rachmaninoff and Alexander Scriabin. And he encountered Tchaikovsky, who was said to have encouraged him. Arensky's variations on a theme by Tchaikovsky took a tune from a Tchaikovsky quartet and turned it into a lush orchestral fantasy. Arensky wrote three operas, quite a popular piano trio. He also wrote a couple of symphonies. And because Arensky was a pianist, some of his most familiar music is for piano. The waltz, for example, from his two piano suite number one is practically a war horse, or was at one time. This recording from 1929 with pianists Harold Bauer and Osip Gabrilovich was hugely popular then and is now one of those collector's favorites, a true classic of timing and elegance. The Arensky Piano Concerto in F minor has extravagant Chopin-influenced themes. The last movement of the piece is in 5/4 time. Arensky was what you might call an early adopter of 5/4. The music history books tell us Tchaikovsky was critical of Arensky for using 5 beats to the measure. And then later, in his Symphony No. 6, Tchaikovsky took up the idea and did it himself. So why is Arensky so far below the radar?
Antony Stepanovich Arensky.
I caught up with Professor Richard Taruskin between classes at UC Berkeley. He's author of On Russian Music, among many other books, and he can tell you why the composer doesn't get much respect.
He was the kind of composer who sought to please an audience, rather than a composer who was trying to, you know, reroute the history of music. So he doesn't loom very large in history books because we tend to write more about innovators than about composers who were content to, you know, master the existing style and write music that people would enjoy.
But the Arensky story is also about a duality, a dichotomy, between the composer's sweet, mostly old-fashioned music, full of pretty melodies, and his life. By all reports, Arensky descended into a pattern of debauchery and disorder that led him to an early grave. In 1906, he went on yet another party vacation in Nice, staying up all night every night, playing cards and drinking and who knows what else. And it is there he began to die of consumption. He died in Finland in that year, technically of tuberculosis. He was not yet 45. And his former teacher, Rimsky-Korsakov, had by that time become weary of Arensky's antics. Of the recently deceased Tearaway, Rimsky said, "He did very little, and what little he did will soon be forgotten," which probably did some damage to Arensky's legacy, if not to Rimsky's. Anton Arensky did have a glacier named after him. The Arensky Glacier is in the Antarctic, flowing south from Beethoven Peninsula into the north end of Baccarini Inlet, so named in tribute by the USSR Academy of Sciences in 1987. And the Arensky story has some contemporary relevance as we watch the roller coaster lives of some creative types. In the case of this hard-living, soft-sounding Russian composer, we are reminded once again of the peculiar relationship of life to art. But mostly, we're left with some non-innovative, crowd-pleasing music, just waiting for a crowd to please. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fischko.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.